English with You, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu, and welcome to English with You. 안녕하세요, English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding 입니다. 'Ve you ever heard people say, You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. Let's find out what it means. We'll start by listening to today's conversation. Listen carefully.
I have some news for you.
What is it?
I decided to quit my job and start backpacking around Europe.
Wait, what? You're quitting your job in this kind of economy? You've got to be kidding.
Yes, why not? Doesn't it sound like fun?
You're right. Why not? We do live our lives once.
본문에서 린이 밥에게 I have some news for you. 너한테 꼭 얘기해 줄 게 있는데 라고 말하네요. 그 말에 궁금해진 밥과 What is it? 그게 뭔데? 라고 묻습니다. 린이 I have decided to quit my job and start backpacking around Europe 라고 자랑스럽게 말합니다. 깜짝 놀란 밥이 Wait, what? You're quitting your job in this kind of economy? You've got to be kidding. 정말? 너 농담하는 거 아니야? 라고 하자 린이 Yes, why not? Doesn't it sound like fun? 아이, 농담 아니야. 안 될 거 뭐 있어. 재미있을 것 같지 않아? 라고 말하네요. 네, 그럼 오늘의 표현. You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. 잘 알아두시고요. 그럼 다시 한번 대화를 들어볼까요?
I have some news for you.
What is it?
I decided to quit my job and start backpacking around Europe.
Wait, what? You're quitting your job in this kind of economy? You've got to be kidding.
Yes, why not? Doesn't it sound like fun?
You're right. Why not? We do live our lives once.
Today's phrase is, you've got to be kidding. K-I-D-D-I-N-G, kidding. You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding is said when the person is shocked or is in disbelief by what they've just heard. It's like saying, really? Or, you can't be serious, in a more dramatic way. 이 표현은 도저히 믿을 수 없을 만큼 놀랄만한 이야기를 들었을 때 쓸 수 있습니다. 농담 아니야? 에이, 말도 안 돼! 라는 뜻인데요. 예문을 통해서 알아보죠. 보통 1,000,000달러짜리 복권이 당첨될 확률이 아주 낮죠. 그래서 이런 말을 들으면 대부분 정말이야? 설마, 그럴 리가, 라는 식으로 반응하게 됩니다. 만약에 누군가가 Amy just won a $10 million lottery 라고 하면 그 말을 들은 상대방 대부분이 You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding 이라고 대답할 것입니다. Amy가 1,000,000달러짜리 복권에 당첨됐어 라고 하니까 정말? 에이, 농담이겠지 라고 대답하는 것이죠. 이와 비슷한 표현으로는 You're pulling my leg. You're pulling my leg가 있습니다. 바꿔서 한번 연습해 보세요. 네, 이젠 You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. 이 무슨 뜻인지 아시겠죠? Now let's listen to the conversation for the last time.
I have some news for you.
What is it?
I decided to quit my job and start backpacking around Europe.
Wait, what? You're quitting your job in this kind of economy? You've got to be kidding.
Yes, why not? Doesn't it sound like fun?
You're right. Why not? We do live our lives once.
네, 오늘 배우신 영어 표현 You've got to be kidding은 말도 안 돼 또는 믿을 수 없어 라고 말할 때 쓰는 표현입니다. You've got to be kidding. 그럼 다음 시간에 다시 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!